On a Friday, it's Idaho Matters, and you're listening to Boise State Public Radio News. I'm George Prentice. Okay, just how old are Saturn's rings? Now, you would think that would be an easy question to answer, but apparently in the scientific world, there's quite a divide over that topic. Some say the rings are as old as the solar system. Others say they might be as young as 100 million years. Well, that's younger than most of our best-known dinosaurs. Matthew Hedman is here. He's an associate professor in the physics department at the University of Idaho, and he is in Boise tonight for BSU's first Friday astronomy talk to delve into this Saturn controversy, and he joins us now in studio. Welcome.
Okay, thank you.
You have my full attention on this. I am fascinated by this.
Okay.
So you study the rings of Saturn.
Yes.
How long have you been doing that?
About 15 years.
Yeah.
I've been working on the Cassini mission, which is a spacecraft that was in orbit around Saturn from about 2004 to 2017. And during that time, I've been working on trying to make sense of all the pictures it took of Saturn's rings.
Where does this come from? I'm just wondering about you as a young man and your fascination with all things intergalactic.
I was a kid when the Voyager spacecraft flew by Saturn in the late 70s, early 80s.
Right.
And so when I got to be a graduate student and able to do research on it, the Cassini spacecraft was getting there, and it was an opportunity I couldn't pass up.
So the Cassini mission spent 13 years orbiting Saturn.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming that some of that data that came from that mission was used in research to determine what these rings are made of.
Yes. So we now know, and we've had hints of this for a while, the rings of Saturn are made almost entirely of basically water ice, the same thing that's out in the river when it's cold. And that's one of the things that's unusual about them. Most things in the outer solar system aren't that much ice.
Mm-hmm.
They are made out of other things like rock and organic gunk and various other things. Saturn's rings are kind of unusual in that. And that's actually one of the reasons you can see them through a small telescope is they're really bright and reflective, like newly fallen snow. And that's one of the big pieces of information that tells us that the rings might be young, because if they'd been around for 4.5 billion years, they would be being constantly hit by comets, which are dark and made of other things, and they'd be less and less homogeneous over that time frame. So the fact that they're so ice rich is actually an indication that they might be young. It's one of the arguments people have used.
So I've got here's my first dumb question.
Mm-hmm.
What keeps them so orderly and beautiful?
I wish we knew that. So the rings are actually, the detailed structure of the rings is still a major mystery.
Mm.
We understand why they're as flat as they are. Mm. They are amongst the most ridiculously flat objects in the solar system. If you made a scale model of the rings out of paper, it would have to be about a mile wide and lay completely flat. That is just because if you have a bunch of objects running into each other around a planet, they'll bounce off each other, but they're not like super balls. They're like snowballs. They'll gradually settle down into a very flat disk.
And is that what is happening?
Yeah.
Constantly?
Constantly. These many, many, many tiny particles running around the planet at kilometers per second.
So chunks of ice.
Yep.
How big are we talking about?
Range in size mostly between pebbles and houses.
Okay. Well, that's a big gap.
Yes. Well, okay. There's ones throughout that range.
Uh-huh.
And yeah,
so millions and millions.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
And just to say, if you were standing on one of them,
mm-hmm.
there would be none above your head, very few below beneath your feet. But if you looked out in all directions, it would be an infinite horizon of particles all slowly drifting by.
Why is there more than one ring?
All right. In part because humans like to name things.
Okay.
There's
so
kinda,
it's us.
Yeah. Okay. It's like there's bits of parts of the ring that has more stuff, parts of the rings that have less stuff. There are gaps. Where you make dividing lines is kind of a human thing for categorizing things.
Mm-hmm.
There are different types and different parts. It's because they're being perturbed by moons and the planet itself, and all of these things produce structures in them of various sizes. And which ones we decide are that's a ring or that's something in a ring, it's kind of a human thing.
He is Matthew Hedman, University of Idaho Associate Professor. He's in Boise tonight for Boise State's first Friday astronomy talk about Saturn's rings. Why is the age of the rings so important?
Because it tells us something about Saturn's history.
Mm-hmm. Which is to say, our history.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. The history of the entire solar system is, this is one important part of it. How, if they're young, how did this happen? Did something break up recently in our solar system and we didn't know about it? Mm-hmm. Or is this something that's been around for a long time and it just didn't look like it did today?
So where do you weigh in on it? How old are they?
I'm a bit of the middle of the road on this. I'd say right now, the people who want the rings to be old, they're in a defensive position now. The data is—
Is this a real robust debate?
It is. Okay. There are lots of people arguing
on either. Are there chat rooms full of back and forth?
Not that much, but okay. There's definitely people on both sides of it. Okay. I would say at this point, we have to take the idea that the rings are young very seriously. Mm-hmm. We haven't figured out how to make it work.
And again, by young, we're talking about 100 million
years. About 100 million years.
Okay.
Yeah, geologically, yeah.
Okay. So you mentioned that the rings are eroding.
Mm-hmm.
How long until they're gone?
And that rolls into this whole story. There is evidence that the rings might be losing material to Saturn on timescales of 100 million years. Mm-hmm. It could be that the rings as we see them today won't be as they are for 100 million years, but that's a big extrapolation from the data we have now. We're not sure if they will last another 100 million years, or probably, I would say, the rings will probably be around in some form or another for quite some time longer than that.
What's the coolest thing that you have found out about Saturn's rings?
Ooh, there's lots of cool things. One thing I personally like is all these particles running around the planet are really sensitive to their environment. And one thing we've been able to do is use the rings as a seismometer to look inside Saturn, which just the idea of using this entire disk of particles as a, tool to look inside a planet is just, to my mind, very interesting.
You just don't study Saturn.
No.
You're a member of Jupiter's Europa Clipper science team?
Europa Clipper.
Europa Clipper? What is Jupiter's Europa Clipper science team? What is that?
Oh, so NASA is currently building a spacecraft called Europa Clipper, mm-hmm. that will go to visit Jupiter and study one of its moons, Europa, which is of interest because it has a gigantic ocean underneath its icy surface. So it's a place that is one of the better candidates for having a habitable environment outside of Earth. And one of the things this mission is going to be doing is looking for that and figuring out what's going on there.
I'm guessing that you appreciate an opportunity like this evening when a layperson such as I gets to geek out for an hour or two.
Oh, yeah.
And you kind of let us in your world.
Oh, yes, indeed. I mean, people who are interested in this stuff are great. And, these sorts of things, the age of rings or moons or anything in our solar system is something that, all sorts of people have interest and opinions on, in all honesty.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Here it is.
Uh-oh.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Mm. Can I say Babylon 5?
Oh, yes!
Oh, my gosh.
Yes! Sorry.
You're such a disruptor.
I know. I'm sorry.
Tell me about the next generation that are in your classrooms. Tell me about the young men and women who are studying what you know.
Oh, so, yeah, we actually, up at the University of Idaho, we have quite a few students working on these exact topics. And we have to think about this in terms of planetary missions because it takes years to get there.
Mm-hmm.
So the next time there's a mission to Saturn, I am probably not going to be close to retirement, but there are lots of students like figuring out things about how the moons and rings of Saturn work. We've had a student find interesting structures in the Uranian system and find things that tell us what the mass of one of its moons are. It's, there's lots of data taken by these spacecraft that are still accessible to everyone and people can work on.
You know, it's fascinating, especially after a week such as this, mm-hmm. when we are wrapped around such minutiae in our worlds, mm-hmm. Whether it's politics or pop culture or whatever. And the second that we start looking at what you look at every day, we realize that this is just a speck of time.
That is definitely true. Things have been going on for a long time and will continue to. It's just, how much do we get to enjoy from it?
You must love this.
Yeah.
Very cool. Wonderful. Okay, so tonight is the Boise State First Friday Astronomy Talk. You'll be talking about Saturn's rings. That is at 7:30 on BSU's campus. And he is Matthew Hedman, University of Idaho Associate Professor. Thank you so much. That wasn't too bad, was it?
No, thank you.
Okay, great. Up next, we talk about the sweet science of fly fishing. Oh, my gosh. I'm excited. I have my tackle box right here. This is Idaho Matters on Boise State Public Radio News.